The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, 907 Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. The sun is shining. It's going to be a beautiful day in Milwaukee.
Oh my gosh. I am just absolutely exuberant with how excited I am about this past week.
Oh, good stuff happened.
Okay. So first of all, it's sunny right now.
Yes.
So that is just spectacular. So go out and enjoy it. We have just had the most horrible, horrible weather. The Kentucky Derby is today.
Yes.
That's going to be exciting. Do you have a favorite? Did you look at the horses?
I do not.
All right.
Pay attention.
Zandon is probably the number one pick right now. So I'm usually one of those people that goes with that. The Brewers are just on a streak.
Oh, man, it's been fun.
Sadly, I was at the Cubs game last Sunday, the one and only game they lost. But that was amazing. Then, did you know that May 1st through the 7th is Travel Agent Appreciation Week?
I did not, and now I feel really bad.
All right. Well,
I feel really bad.
But write that down so you don't forget.
I'm going to go to the McDonald's next door and get you something.
Let's not do that. I don't have an hour and a half to wait. Okay. Then May 4th is actually Travel Agent Appreciation Day.
Okay.
But something else happened on May 4th. The Packer London opponent was named and the date was named.
Oh, yes. I did hear that.
Okay. So I am up and at my television at 6 a.m. because they were going to announce all five international games on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network.
Okay.
So they announced the Munich game in the 6 o'clock hour, and then they milk it out for the entire hour. I thought, I know how this is going to go. This is a three-hour program. It's going to be 9 o'clock before we find out. Nope. At 7:04, they announced all three London games.
Oh, there you go.
So now we know. We know that the Packers are playing the New York Jets on the Giants. Oh, my gosh. The New York Giants. I'm sorry. Whew. On the 9th of October, and it'll be 2:30 p.m. local time. It'll be 8:30 a.m. our time. You can only imagine that day, our phones and our emails were insane.
Yeah.
Insane. So I am telling you this, through sweat, blood, tears, and lots and lots and lots of people coming together and figuring this all out, we've got a package. We've got a package that we want you to look at. How do you look at this package? You go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. You go to the travel tab and you hit the vacation travel tab. You'll see a beautiful palm tree or something scrolling by you. You scroll down just a skosh and you will find travel packages to London. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. There isn't a ton of information there yet. We know that the travel dates are going to be the 5th through the 10th of October. We know it's a four-night package. We have our hotels in place. We have our sightseeing in place. You will then scroll down and see a little bit of a notation that says game day tickets are not included in the responsibility of the travelers. Late yesterday afternoon, and I do mean 5:01 p.m. when our end of the day is there, we discover that we have access to tickets.
Oh, nice.
So we have no time to put any pricing together. We have nothing at this point that we can tell you except this. If you seriously are interested in going to this game, you need to go to that website and you need to go to contact us. There is a button, a radial button right there.
Right on the top.
There's a form. What you want to do is fill that out so they can keep track of who wants to go. Now, here's the thing. When we initially announced Thursday and Friday, we did not think we had tickets. So now we have packages with tickets and we have packages without tickets. You may say to yourself, why would somebody go there and not go to the game? Maybe you have a significant other who is a big, big, big football fan and you'd rather spend the time doing something else. So we have both options for you. How does that sound?
I think even as a big Packers fan, that if I were going all the way to London, I'd probably be the guy going to see other stuff because I've seen enough Packers games that I'm like, I'm in London. I've never been here before.
You could blow me off this chair with that right now.
Really?
Dayton. Yes. I would never. This would be like going to the Super Bowl but not having a game ticket.
Right.
This would be like going
to the Rose Bowl. Just to be there and be around everything going on. And
during the break, I am going to have a conversation with Dayton folks. No, I'm kidding. I get it. Fox gets it. Yeah. We know there are
That's why you have two packages.
That's why we have two packages. And so you want all the hype and the pomp and the circumstance and all that kind of thing, but you don't necessarily want to spend the day because literally that's going to be, you know, from 2:30 in the afternoon to that's the day right there. So we don't, I don't have all the details. So don't call in and ask me for how much is it or where are we staying. I can tell you that we are going to have air conditioned coaches throughout the London sightseeing. I can tell you we have 4 breakfast and 2 dinners included. I can tell you that we are going to do sightseeing. We're not just going to give you tickets to the eye or tickets to an attraction. We are going to take you and we are going to have a local guide with us the entire time. So it's going to be an upscale package because this is an upscale thing.
Sure.
This is going to be a once in a lifetime. Look, the Packers are the last team to have an international regular season game. There's a reason for that. We're a small market. That's a big hit on the Green Bay economy, but we have the luxury of an extra game this year.
Right.
Okay.
So here's your step today if you're interested. You go to foxworldtravel.com, you go to contact us, and you let you guys know at Fox World Travel you're interested.
Exactly.
And then once everything's put together and finalized, somebody will call you.
100%.
And they'll get you set up with what you want to
do. Exactly. Okay. And this is not like some commitment. We're not taking a credit card. We're not taking your firstborn. We're not taking anything from you. We just want you to give us some information. If after we call you and you go, you know what, we're not going to do that, that's fine. But then you are the first to know about it.
All right. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We would love to hear from you this hour. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Big news to start right out of the gate. It's like the Kentucky Derby. Out of the gate. We're good to go. We're going to talk to Steve in Heartland coming up next on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The Beatles on a Saturday morning. 9:17, good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. 50 degrees on the way up to high in the 60s inland, which will be nice. Sun should be shining.
I live on Lake Michigan, so what am I getting?
You're getting 58,
okay.
So still not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Not when the sun's shining. If there's no wind, it's going to be good.
Hey, and thanks to Isaac for the British music.
Yes.
So you could go to Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
That would be more interesting to me while I'm all the way over there.
There you go.
That would be a more interesting thing for me. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Let's talk to Steve in Heartland. Good morning, Steve. What's your question?
Good morning. So I'm doing a Alaskan cruise, departing from Vancouver and ending in SeaWorld, Alaska. I understand that Canada still requires a COVID test to get on the ship.
Yeah.
Probably PCR. My question is, I assume I need a COVID test to get off the ship in Alaska because I'm out of the country.
You won't. So you're to get into Vancouver to get on the ship, you're going to need to have a test. But when you get back, you're going to disembark in Seward. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's one way.
Okay. So
Alaska cruise.
Yeah. So in Seward, you don't need anything. Because you're coming into the United States on a vessel that has already required testing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I wasn't sure because I thought because we were out of country, just like when you fly or you depart the country, you have to get a test.
Yeah. That test that you have will work for what you've got going on because you got on that ship. And so, again, now your cruise season is June, July, and August. You're sailing when?
Early August.
Yeah. Keep an eye on this because this could easily change between now and when you travel. I mean, this is, we're getting countries that are putting requirements back in. For the longest time, we had countries that were taking them off. So keep watching this. But at this point in time, you just needed to get into Vancouver and onto the ship at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend. Got a question here. It says, looking to do an all-inclusive like a Sandals in November. A lot of the rooms appear to be sold out online. So it's an interesting question. Do they hold back some for travel agents, or am I just out of luck?
You're just out of luck. No, it's one of those kinds of things where I don't believe you're actually seeing last-minute availability on their websites. Okay. So first of all, you have to know this. And at some Sandals, you know, there are Sandals everywhere.
Right.
We should probably tell people that Sandals was really, we could talk about Club Med another time, but truly in my mind, Sandals was the original all-inclusive resort.
Okay.
That's really where it started. Butch Stewart, who recently passed away, had an amazing vision for an adults-only all-inclusive playground. And he's the one that started. He was Jamaican, and that's where it started. And now they're all over the Caribbean, basically. So there at some of these Sandals, there are 30 room types.
Wow.
30. And it could be something as minor as if one butler suite faces this direction and one butler suite faces that direction. That's two different room categories.
Okay.
So we do have a couple of Sandal experts on our team. So you could certainly call and ask, or, you know, send in your contact information and ask somebody to reach out to you. But what we do is we actually will call directly to the Sandals you're looking for and find out what the true availability is. Because if there's one or two rooms in there's 30 categories, you know, that we may not be getting real availability. So
it
doesn't mean you're out of luck. It just means that you probably have to keep trying a little harder.
And you guys know how to do that.
We know how to do that.
866-GO-FOX-GO is the number. Nobody's there today, right? We're into...
That's exactly why I'm encouraging people to use the Contact Us online radial button on that Packer website, Packer London trip page, because there's a phone number there, but this is our first Monday. This is our first Saturday off.
Yes.
So
got into the busy travel season. Everybody's doing their other stuff.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, this is supposed to be summer. We're not having it yet, but it's spring and summer. and we know that people during the winter time when they're looking to get away and all that kind of thing, Saturdays are critical. But at this point, we're really not. We don't need to be available on Saturday.
Sure.
Let's put it that way. And so that is why I'm encouraging people, because we know that there are some companies who have already started selling some of their Packer packages and they're going like hotcakes. Something to point out to everybody is that the tickets themselves are not available till June.
Okay.
And we also know that season ticket holders have an opportunity to fill out a survey to let the Packers organization know that you would like to be included in the lottery to get the tickets. So things to keep in mind. Lambeau Field holds about 81,000 people. Okay.
Right.
Those are season tickets, right?
Yeah.
There are no season tickets to get because those are season tickets. The stadium that the Packers are playing in, which is Tottenham Hotspur, which is a big, big soccer stadium,
right,
holds about 62,800. All right. So right off the bat, we don't have enough for everybody.
Right.
But we have to accommodate the Brits because they are hosting this game,
sure,
and they are going to get tickets as well.
Sure.
So you're only in a lottery. We don't know how many you're going to get, that kind of a thing. So,
but you guys have tickets.
Exactly.
All right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Did I say that right? 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hi, it's John Reeds from Great Midwest Bank with a quick...
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Packers are the champions. Bucks are champions, but we're talking Packers in London this hour.
We are. I also wanted to talk about this. We had somebody that wrote in on the blog this week, and they wanted to know if I could talk a little bit more about one of our Hawaii trips. Now, we offer two Hawaii trips, group travel trips to Hawaii, and the reason I haven't talked about it a lot is because they sell so quickly.
Right.
So it turns out that our Grand Hawaii in February of 2023 is sold out. well. But the best of the Hawaiian Islands, which is March 6th to the 16th, which is three of the most popular islands, which is Oahu, the Big Island of Hawaii, and Maui, has still got some space on it. And this particular person who wrote into the blog was looking at how much free time you have on this particular trip. So what we do is we try to give you free time on all three of those islands and wondered what to do on those three islands. And so, of course, my immediate response was I gave them places to eat on every single one of them because that's what I would do. And then basically talked a little bit about what we include and what's not included and all that kind of thing. So for those of you who have never been to Hawaii and are maybe looking, we actually have had so many requests for Hawaii for 23. It's shocking. And you know why that is? It's the United States.
It's the U.S., yeah.
And we don't have that COVID thing hanging over our head, should it still be an issue in 2023. And so we know that it's going to be very popular. So although this one still does have space on it, I anticipate it will sell out as well. So to the blogger who wrote in, there's your answer.
Can I just say, when you go to foxworldtravel.com and you go under the Fox Group Vacations, it is so nice to see so many trips, because last year there wasn't a lot on this page.
No, this was blank.
This is great to see what, I mean, if you haven't been to their website lately, you have to go check out what is available out there. It's crazy.
It is. And what's also crazy is a lot of them have sold out on them.
Yeah.
So that makes my heart happy. And if it doesn't say sold out, it means it's got some space available. And, you know, I'm leaving Sunday with a group to Ireland.
Yes.
Yes. I'm thrilled. This is my second group tour since the pandemic. I did Jeff Wagner in September. And once this one starts rolling, I'm gone for the entire summer. I'm just warning
really?
You. Yeah.
Okay.
I've got lots and lots and lots of trips going. But there's still room on some of the 2022 trips that we've got, including Discover Croatia, Magnificent Switzerland. I've got some space left on the France, Belgium, and Battlefields trip. Best of Italy, one of my absolute favorites.
Nice.
There's still space. So these are August and September, so a ways out, but not that far out. So if you're hankering to do some traveling, this is going to help you out.
All right, let's jump over to Patty in Racine. We got about a minute. What's your question, Patty?
We're wanting to take a multi-generational trip probably around Christmas of 2023. We'll have children, young children. Our biggest issue is we have some of our own children, adults, who are not vaccinated and do not want to get vaccinated. And so we're wondering where we might be able to go. Not Mexico.
Okay. And when you say not Mexico, that means no Mexico. Not one city in Mexico is up for discussion.
Probably not.
Okay.
But unless you have can convince somebody.
Well, it's just that Cancun is so incredibly easy. Cancun Riviera Maya is just so easy for me to answer because there are so many family resorts. There's so many all-inclusive family resorts. You don't need to be tested to go. You don't need to be vaccinated to go. And that was the first thing that came to mind. But if we're going to eliminate Mexico, which I can certainly respect, certainly the Dominican Republic has got several very, very good choices for multi-generational all-inclusive resorts. You do not need to test to go there, as does Jamaica. Both of those are going to be more expensive than Mexico just because of the nature of it.
Right.
There's more competition in Mexico, but both Jamaica and the Dominican Republic would be options for you. You could also think about staying stateside. The thing, of course, there is that there are no all-inclusives if we do that. Is Hawaii right. even something you would consider, or is that too far to fly with children?
We looked at that. We were hoping to do the cruise around the islands, but because of the vaccine
yep.
issue, that was out. And the others that are children are not really interested if we're going to just be in one spot.
Okay.
So that's kind of
I would start out price-wise, the better price-wise is going to be the Dominican Republic. So I would start out in Punta Cana.
That's where we went with our generational trip,
there
and it
go.
Was awesome. So
thanks
for calling in, Patty. We do need
okay,
to jump
well,
over.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. WTMJ Breaking News Center. He is sitting here waiting, ready to go. Jasper Appleton, good morning.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:36. Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show, taking your calls and texts. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. More news. We talked about the Packers in London.
And we'll continue to talk about it.
We can register for that at foxworldtravel.com to get more information.
Yep.
And there's more news on that
website. There's more news on that website. So under the Resources tab, you will find vacation travel shows and events. And that's been a little quiet lately, that page. But it's not anymore, because on Tuesday, the 24th of May, Fox World Travel, in conjunction with our good travel partner Globus Family of Brands, is going to be sharing with the people who care to join us Exotics Virtual Event. And what exactly does that mean? We're going to feature our group tours to Antarctica, Australia and New Zealand, and South Africa.
Wow.
All of those we are doing with our good partner, Globus Family of Brands. I will be taking out the first one, which actually is Antarctica. And that was supposed to happen in January of 22, actually.
Yeah.
And through no fault of our own, it just ended up getting canceled. The cruise line had some issues and all that kind of thing. So that's January 6th to January 20th. Antarctica, my last continent.
I was going to say, the only continent you have not been on.
I'm going to do that. Then February 14th to March 4th, we're doing highlights of New Zealand and Australia. That is also with me. That's always a winner. That's a big seller. That's a long time to be gone, the 14th of February to the 4th of March. But we're doing both islands, of course, in New Zealand, and all the things you need to see on basically the east coast of New Zealand, Australia. Then April 29th of 2023, Colleen Allsburg is doing Splendors of South Africa and Vic Falls. We got smart. The first time I took a group to South Africa, we did not do Victoria Falls.
Okay.
And I will never let that happen again, because that you're right there. I mean, South Africa, Zimbabwe, they're right there. Why would you not go to Victoria Falls as well? So we're doing that. So
that's like going to London to see the Packers and not going to the game.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say that. So you go to resources, you go to vacation travel shows and events, and you will see a place where you can click RSVP. It's the 24th of May. It's at 6 p.m. I tell people this all the time, and I hope my marketing team doesn't hate me for it. Sign up even if you can't make it, because you're going to get a recording the next day.
Right.
Okay, we'd really love you to be on the live show. That's much more fun. But let's say baseball starts. My grandson's baseball season starts today. So we know you've got stuff going on. So if you can't make a 6 p.m., sign up anyway and get that link the next day so that you can watch it. Several days later, it will be posted on our website also.
You do that live show with a group of people. Everybody's chiming in and having fun.
Yep.
What is the drink of choice in Antarctica?
Yeah, I'm thinking hot coffee.
Little cocoa with cream de mint or something.
Yeah, and maybe on the 24th of May when I'm doing that show, I will have a hot cocoa with a little bit of peppermint schnapps.
There you go, a little schnapp.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Let's go to the phones, 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Mary from Waukesha, how are you and what's your question?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning, Rose.
Hi.
We'll be traveling to Paris later this year for a few days. And I had remembered one time you had mentioned a hotel that was a good place to stay, kind of in the heart of things, but it wasn't really overly priced.
Exactly. So this is a Jim Peck original. So if you think way back, prior to Dayton, prior to Danny Clayton, Jim Peck was the host of this morning lineup.
That goes back a ways, because Danny did the show a long time.
He did. But so Jim Peck and I did this show, and he was a lover of this hotel. And I've never stayed at the hotel, but I've gone to see the hotel on his recommendation. And it's Champ de Mars. Champ de Mars is the way you look at it.
Champ de Mars.
Yep. It's in a great, great, great location. We always remind everybody, this hotel does not have air conditioning. So if that is something that's critical, if you're going to go in August and it's going to be 80, some of the people that I was talking to, because I was doing correspondent work, I was interviewing people in the lobby, they said that because they were fans, it was not a problem for them whatsoever, that they were perfectly fine with it. But it's, you can see the Eiffel Tower from this hotel.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a perfect, perfect location. And it's reasonably, reasonably priced. That's one of the reasons we love it so much.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks.
Enjoy the trip. Thanks for calling in. 855-616-1620. We do have a few texts lined up. We'll get to them coming up next. It is the Fox World Travel Show. She's Rose Gray. I'm Dayton Kane. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Fox World Travel, definitely the experts. How long have you guys been doing this?
Long time. 62 years.
60, yeah. Is that
We've
all?
Been in business since 1960. A third generation family-owned company.
Wow.
Very proud of that.
Very nice. Dayton Kane with Rose Gray taking your calls and texts. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Says Millie from Muskego. We are considering a multifamily 2023 Alaska cruise with grandparents and a one-year-old. Any advice on cruise line itinerary for this type of group?
So the itinerary itself is going to be pretty set in stone. You're going to do the Inside Passage. So that means you're going to do a round trip, very likely, and it's going to be round trip Vancouver, round trip Seattle. So the Inside Passage, basically, if you look at Alaska, it's the thumb that's hanging down and sort of skirts Canada.
Okay.
And so you're going to do Skagway or Sitka, depending on what cruise line it is. And then you're probably going to do some glaciers experiences. Some of them do Glacier Bay National Park. Some of them do Hubbard Glacier. Some of them do both. You're going to do Juneau. You're going to do Ketchikan, and you're going to have a day or two at sea. So that's pretty much what that standard itinerary looks like.
Is there a
like.
Lot of walking involved with that when you're talking grandparents and a one-year-old?
So what they want to do is, normally, of course, we do, I would say Holland America. We love Holland America. Holland America was the first cruise line up there. But that may not be perfect for a multi-gen type situation because there isn't a ton going on the ship. So on the days at sea, there are oftentimes on Holland America lectures, or there are people that are up in the crow's nest at Glacier Bay doing some kind of informative type talk, that kind of a thing. It's pretty mellow. It's pretty quiet. For a multi-gen, especially since there's a child involved, I would be looking at something like a Royal Caribbean or an NCL. NCL gets a little big. Those ships that the ship that they've got in Alaska, the Bliss, I think is 6,000 guests or total passengers or something. So those are huge. But you can find some Royal Caribbean ships that have maybe a little bit more going on the ship on the days at sea.
Sure.
So they all pretty much have the same itinerary. It's just a matter of what it looks like
a little more
on
interactive
sea days.
Yeah. On that. Okay. Yep. Speaking of NCL, you mentioned them. It says, want a cruise, but not vaccinated. Will they ever lift that mandate?
If only I could look into my crystal ball and tell you yes. I pray for that nightly. We need some of this to go away, including the testing to come back into the United States.
Exactly. Another one here says, we love Charleston and St. Augustine because of their historical nature and walkability. Is Biloxi similar, or do you have a better idea?
Well, Savannah is amazing, if that's something that you have not done. From the fact that you've been to Charleston and St. Augustine and you like the historical Southern Belle, antebellum, quiet plantations, that kind of thing. Biloxi is really known for its gambling, folks. They really made that into a gambling capital by bringing in the riverboats and making that kind of the destination for the gamblers. This was before we could go other places to gamble. You know, basically, it was Atlantic City and Las Vegas. That's what they did in Biloxi. So I don't know that you would get that same quaint Southern charm that you would get more over in Savannah, Charleston, that kind of area.
That was from Jim in New Berlin. Thank you for the question. We have one segment left. When we come back, we will wrap it up. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
God save the Queen.
Big news
this week, of course. The Green Bay Packers play New York in London on October 9th. And we're ready for it, aren't we?
We are ready for it. And how can you, the listener, the fan of the Green Bay Packers and Fox World Travel and WTMJ, get all the information? You go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under travel, you will find vacation travel. Hit that orange vacation travel, and it will take you to our vacation travel page. You scroll down ever so slightly, and there is travel packages to London, Green Bay versus New York. Giants. I misspoke at the beginning of the show and said Jets. I'm so sorry. And you hit that, and it does give you some information. We know that the trip is going to be October 5th to the 10th. We know the game is on the 9th. We know that the game is 2:30 p.m. local time in London, which means 8:30 a.m. here. We have a package in place. We found out late yesterday. I mean, end of day. We were sweating bullets because we wanted to get this out for all to know and see. But it didn't happen. But we know we've got the group. We know we've got the airfare. We know we've got the guided sightseeing and all that. Now we're putting the piece of the puzzle, which is the tickets, because you will see on this page, it says game tickets are not included in the responsibility of the travelers. We didn't even have time to change that. So you can fill out a form online that says contact us online. In that form, if you want to make a note and say, we do not want tickets, or we would like tickets,
right,
that's it. We're not selling only tickets. That's not happening. So, and I know a couple of the other vendors that are doing packages are not either. So the tickets are going to be available in June, but we have a source. It's good to be connected is all I'm saying. And so we will have more information coming out Monday, Tuesday at the absolute latest, but we're going to have information for you about what that's going to look like. By filling out the form, you are not committing. You're just being first in line, basically, right, for someone to contact you when the package price is ready to roll.
I take back what I said earlier, too. If we're going to be in London for a week, I can do all that other stuff and still hit the Packers.
All right.
Game,
so I'm glad. I'm glad.
And you know, I just don't want to get scolded when the show's over.
You would never. And you know what? We actually were going to go ahead and move forward with the packages without the tickets, because we do know that there are people who are going to have hoopla and excitement and maybe want to go to tailgates. I think that stadium atmosphere that day is going to be electric.
Gonna be
it's going to be so much fun. So yeah, I understand that. I'm just such the person that I'm going to see the game.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to see the game.
855-616-1620 is the line, and we have a question here. Are there any trips to New Mexico for the Balloon Festival?
We have all kinds of vendors that sell that particular program, and so all you have to do is reach out 866-GO-FOX-GO or fill out the form online under Contact Us, and we will sort through that and get you some information. That's upcoming this October, by the way. So
we mentioned earlier that on the website, there are more trips than we've seen in years because of everything that's been going on. So lots of opportunity to travel the world. What else do you guys do at Fox World Travel?
Everything. So we do destination weddings and we do meetings and incentives. I just was enthralled with the pictures of some people that I live in my town who I saw were on an incentive program in Italy with one of our corporate accounts. We do business travel. We do vacation travel. We do meetings and incentives. We do group travel. We do vacation travel. So we can help you with individual travel. We can help you with group travel. We can just about help you with everything. We don't do Greyhound bus tickets.
Destination weddings, though.
Yes.
Disney experts on staff to help plan that vacation.
And I don't know why anybody would sit on hold. It's people, every time I'm out and about, people are telling me, I was on hold with blank, fill in the blank, Disney World or some cruise line or somebody, some airline to try to use up my credits and all of that kind of thing. And I after 2.5 hours, I was disconnected.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It happens, though.
It happens all the time.
It does.
And you know what? Here's the other thing. And I mentioned this a week or two ago when I got back from my Talk River cruise. This is a global problem. This staffing of the hospitality and travel industry is a global problem. It's not just something we're experiencing
in the
U.S.
Well, you figure they went through 2 years of getting rid of people because they couldn't. There was no business.
Right.
They couldn't travel. We couldn't travel. So they kind of let people go.
And they found other jobs.
Yep. And trying to rebuild isn't as easy as you might think.
Yeah, it's so easy.
All right. So we are not going to see you next week.
No. Remind everybody that they can RSVP for that exotics show. Andrea will be filling in for me next week because I am taking 44 lucky people to Ireland. We're leaving tomorrow. And this is my second group trip since the pandemic. And so I'll have all kinds of fabulous stories when I'm back in 2 weeks.
We'll miss you, but enjoy the trip.
Thank you.
And we look forward to talking to Andrea. Whenever you need them, you can go to foxworldtravel.com. What are the hours during the week for the phone number?
Basically 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Fox World Travel Show. Coming up next, Annex Wealth Management. Danny Clayton and the crew are going to take you through what's going on in the world financially. And we'll check in with Jasper Appleton in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.